早晨我们聚集在这里一起来思想神话语的时候
So we're here together meditating God's word
我想要和弟兄姐妹分享的主题是成为神迹的器皿
So I'd like to share with you the topic is the masterpiece of God
我想当我们每一个人在年幼成长的过程中
During the process of our growing up,
我们的父母会说在家里做一个好孩子老师说在学校要做一个好学生
To be a good kid, be a good student.
为的是将来我们在社会上能够出人头地做一个有用的人而且光宗耀祖
So that we can be useful in the society and glorify our ancestor.
所以成为一个有用的人好像就跟我们光宗耀祖我们的生命中有一个荣耀的使命产生了关联
So be useful is the mission of our life
那么在圣经里面神对我们每一个人又是怎样的期待让我们做一个有用的人呢
How God expects us in the Bible to be useful
在提摩太后书二章二十一节的经文是这样说的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
2 Timothy 2:21 All who cleanse themselves of the things I have mentioned will become special utensils dedicated and useful to the owner of the house ready for every good work
所以在这里讲到合乎主用做一个在神眼中在神的家中那个贵重的器皿给了我们一个神的衡量的标准
So being a special utensil useful is the standard for God
首先是我们要自洁
So we have to cleanse ourselves
自洁当然不是指着我们洗澡要多洗几次把自己洗得很干净这里的自洁是讲我们的内心是一个守洁心清正直公义的人
So not just taking a shower but cleanse within to be righteous be good
那么什么是脱离卑贱的事呢
So how can we avoid the unrightful thing
在英文圣经的翻译里就帮助我们了解是要远离保罗前面所说的一些事情
So, so Paul mentioned something we should avoid
那么在提摩太后书从第一章开始到第二章保罗到底说了什么事情要弟兄姐妹远离呢
What Paul described in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 2 to avoid
如果我们看提摩太后书你就会看到保罗说你不要相信那些荒谬的道理你不要去丢弃了救恩耶稣基督的救恩而去遵行那些世上的学说
So don't believe in heresy it followed the school of this society
保罗当然是神圣灵的启示透过保罗勉励提摩太说你要在神的话语上非常用心的学习教导传讲
So God inspired Paul to teach Timothy to teach the word of God and dedicate.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们若要成为合乎主用神家中贵重的器皿我们必须要专心研读神的话。
So be special and useful. We need to meditate and study God's word.
那么我们来看圣经上有一个人告诉圣经形容他是立志考究遵行耶和华的律法又将律例典章教训以色列人
So in Ezra 7:10 and 10 we know Ezra is the one dedicated the study of the word
所以圣经形容他是专心定志就是立定了心志要来遵行耶和华神的律法而且要把这律法教训人那这个律法在当时的时候就是今天你我手中的旧约圣经
So the one he dedicated himself to teach was the Old Testament today we're going to teach you
因此 以斯拉他是一个专心研究神话语的人。
So Ezra dedicated himself to study the word of God.
圣经有一卷书就以他为命名。
That's why there's a book under his name.
但是他有什么伟大之处呢？
Why he was great?
如果他是专心研究圣经的人，也许我们可以说他是一个圣经的学者，然后他去教导以色列人，我们可以说他是一个圣经的老师。
So we can call him a Bible scholar or Bible teacher.
那一个圣经的老师，一个圣经的学者，难道全天下数不到上千上万人吗？
But there are tens and thousands of people as such.
而他以血统来讲是亚伦的后裔，所以圣经上我们称他为祭司。他所做的工作在波斯帝国的时候就是抄写这些旧约的书卷。
So he's descendant of Aaron, so that's why he was a priest, and he also as a scribe to copy the scripture.
所以为什么他重要到一个地步，圣经甚至以他为命名？那我们就要来看以斯拉记这一卷书的一开头是怎么说的。
So that's why it's a book under his name. So let's study this book.
以斯拉记第一章一到四节，圣经的经文说，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验耶利米，借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
So Ezra chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, in the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord fulfilled the prophecy he had given through Jeremiah. He stirred the heart of Cyrus to put his proclamation in writing and send it throughout his kingdom.
波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
This is what King Cyrus of Persia says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a temple at Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
在你们中间，凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Any of those among you who are of his people, may their God be with them, and now permitted to go up to Jerusalem in Judah and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel.
凡剩下的人，无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银、财物、牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。
And let all survivors in whatever place they reside be assisted by the people of their place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem.
所以以斯拉记一开始是讲到古列的诏书。
So we talk about decree of Cyrus.
可是这一些文字在十九世纪之前，历世历代许多攻击基督信仰的人，甚至一些带着批判的眼光的圣经学者，都认为很有可能这些话是后来的犹太人把它加上去的。
So up until 19th century, people attacked because those words probably from a later day Jews try to make it good to the Jewish people.
因为他们想一个工业标炳、雄才大略，才征服了亚述、巴比伦，建立了一个当时世界上最强大帝国的古列，怎么会说出了在当时的文化、政治都不可能发生的事情
？Why the conqueror of Babylon, Syria, and establish a empire of Persia?The king would say such words.
但是直到1847年，考古学家在伊拉克发现了这一个只有大概20公分宽、10公分，大概7，不到10公分，7公分高的 一个陶土的这一个器皿，他们才哑口无言。
However, in 1847 in Iraq, a Cyrus cylinder, a size of 20 centimeters across, was unearthed.
当学者们研究上面的楔形文字，发现除了讲到古列叙述他自己工业如何标炳，如何是以一个慈爱的方式结束了巴比伦的邪恶统治，居然在这一个名统上讲到了跟以斯拉记第一章二到四节几乎一模一样的文字。
The inscription not only about his benevolent conquering of a cruel Babylonian empire, and also pretty much mirror what was said in the Ezra chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
所以这一个小小的器皿就被称为古列名筒。
So that's why it was called Cyrus Cylinder.
今天早晨 Dr. James 告诉我，现在这一个 Cyrus Cylinder 在洛杉矶，我可以请 Dr. James 来说明一下。
说这个有个复制品，就是从英国大英博物馆现在陈列在 Beverly Hill 跟 Central City 中间的 Santa Monica Boulevard。当然，这个复制品是很大，就是放在路边的一个装饰品。So right now we have a permanent displays in large replica of this Cyrus cylinder between City of Beverly Hills and Central City on Santa Monica Boulevard。
所以这一个古列名筒当时是古列宫廷里面下诏的一个公文的载具，但是它也证实了圣经的记载是千真万确。
So this is a historical record and proves the inerrancy of the Bible.
如果古列手中的一个小小的器皿都能够在圣经学上产生这样大的一个震撼和影响，那么更何况今天你我们是神用重价买赎回来的儿女，神岂不在我们每一个人的身上更有一个荣耀的计划吗？
Such a small cylinder proved valuable to the Old Testament. What about we are the chosen vessel from God?
因此我希望从以斯拉的见证以及以斯拉经文里面的记载，今天我们一起来思想，我们可以成为神家中贵重的器皿，做神手中那行使他神迹、彰显他神迹的器皿。
So from the book of Ezra, so we should be the masterpiece of God to show his miracle in us.
因此我归纳了三个重要的属灵原则，让我们一起来勉励。
Three important spiritual principles for us.
第一，我们要全心信靠神的话语。第二，我们要坚持顺服神的旨意。第三，我们要勇敢无惧做神喜悦的事。
First, trust in the word of God. Second, persist in obeying the will of God. Third, fight on to make happen what pleases God.
因此这三个要件是环环相扣，缺一不可的。
So they are all interrelated. So we need to take all three together.
今天我们来到神的家中，我们说耶稣基督的救恩是我永生的盼望，我们这个知识跟这个了解岂不是从神的话而来吗？
The salvation is our hope of eternity. This is from the Bible.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
你全心的相信吗？
Wholeheartedly.
我们来看，在以斯拉记刚刚读到的经文里面，古列下诏说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
Chapter 1 verses 2, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth.And he had charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah.
所以有人说古列那个时代怎么会有这种宗教自由的思想呢？他怎么可能是一个推动人权的君王呢？如果他是这样仁政的王，他又怎么样会做出那些事实上是非常的让历史家觉得残忍凶暴的事情？
So some of the historians think he's a crude king, but however, from these verses, you can show he's benevolent and promote religious freedom and show humanity.
所以古列自己说是他想出来的吗?
So did it come from Cyrus himself?
他说是耶和华天上的神嘱咐他的。
He said, the God of heaven has given me.
是天上的神嘱咐他的。
From the God of heaven.
对那些不相信圣经记载的人，那些人在19世纪之前都一直讥笑说这个圣经的经文是后来的人加上的。但是古列民同让他们哑口无言。今天弟兄姐妹，我也要告诉你，古列做这件事情是耶和华神嘱咐他的。
So before 19th century, so many people attacked the book of Ezra, thinking probably from people from way back, but right now from the Cyrus Cylinder, proof it's from God.
所以这让我们想到，箴言很清楚告诉我们说，王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。So
Proverbs 21 verses 1, the king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases.
所以我们可以全心信靠神的话，因为连古列他所下的诏书都是耶和华神叫他这么做的。So
even the decree from Silas was from God of heaven.
所以当我们说我们可以相信圣经上的记载，你还要知道神的应许是必定成就的。So
we should trust the word of God because God's promises must be fulfilled.
我们来看。 在古列之前200多年，先知以赛亚就透过圣灵的感动说道：“论古列说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。”
200 years before Cyrus, in Book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 28, when I said of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd; he will certainly do as I say." He will command, rebuild Jerusalem. He will say, restore the temple.
所以神的话不一定要等到古列民统出现了才能够得到印证。早在200多年前，先知以赛亚的话就确确实实发生在古列的身上。So
God's prophecy was told by Jeremiah, or by Isaiah, 200 years before Cyrus.
除了以赛亚的预言是这样奇妙的应验，我们还要看先知耶利米在犹大王国的时候也有一段预言。So
there's another fulfillment of prophecy of in Book of Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米怎么说。所以万军之耶和华如此说。 因为你们没有听从我的话，我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并视为一切的国民。And
now the Lord of Heaven's army said, "Because you have not listened to me, I will gather together all the armies of the north under King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, whom I have appointed as my deputy. I will bring them all against this land." And its people, and against the surrounding nations.
这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年，70年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽，使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。
This entire land will become a desolate wasteland. Israel and her neighboring lands will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. Then, after the 70 years of captivity are over, I will punish the king of Babylon and his people for their sins, said the Lord. I will make the country of the Babylonian a wasteland forever.
全族的以色列人必然会面临一个亡国的命运，但是亡国之后70年，神还要把他们带回来到他们原来的故居。So
the kingdom of Judah will be destroyed, and the people will go into captivity after 40 years. They will return.
而历史 确确实实就这样的发生了。
And history told such things happened.
本来以色列家是神与亚伯拉罕立约的后代。
Because Israel is from the covenant of Abraham and God.
无论他们是在埃及做奴隶了四百年，神都还可以把他们带入迦南地。
Even though they were slaves 400 years in Egypt, God took them to Canaan.
当他们要一个王，神就给了他们先有扫罗，后有大卫。
When they asked for king, so God anointed Saul, then followed by David.
大卫是合神心意的人，他的儿子所罗门为神建了圣殿。
So David is a man after God's heart, and Solomon built a temple.
所以以色列的国势达到顶峰。
So that's the zenith of the power of Israel.
但是也就像耶利米所说的，但是你们以色列家没有专心的侍奉耶和华，你们把各样污秽神所憎怒的那些偶像带到圣殿里，所以以色列家必然灭亡。
Because they did not serve God alone and serve other idols, that's why Israel was destroyed.
因此神兴起了巴比伦。两次的攻陷耶路撒冷，最后在586年主前586年灭了南国犹大，所有以色列家就此灭亡。
So that's why Babylonian attacked Judah for twice and was conquered by them in 586 BC.
圣殿被毁了，许多的人就被掳到了巴比伦。
So the temple was destroyed and Israelite became slave captives.
所以耶利米的第一段预言应验了，以色列家灭亡。但是第二段他说70年以后他们要回到故居。
However, there's a hope. 70 years they will return.
这个历史就记载在以斯拉记，还有接下来的尼希米记当中。
So this is in the book of Ezra and book Nehemiah.
在以斯拉和尼希米记里面就告诉我们，透过古列的下诏，犹太人真的回到了故居，一共有三次。
So through a decree of Cyrus, they did return three times from the exile.
第一次是所罗巴伯筑坛献祭，重建圣殿；第二次是以斯拉重整百姓的信仰。第三次是尼希米修建城墙。
The first time was Zerubbabel erected an altar and rebuilt the temple. The second, Ezra reestablished the worship in the Lord. And the third, Nehemiah built the wall of Jerusalem.
我们来看一下，他们是这样在古列下诏的情况下回去，而且古列还说当地的人要把很多的财物供给他们在路上归回的这一段的经费，对吗？
Cyrus decreed not only just allow them, but also ask people to support and supply.
可是他们回到了耶路撒冷，那一块地方在过去荒凉的七十年已经被许多的外族人瓜分了他的政治利益、经济利益、民生的物资，非常缺乏。
So during the 70 years, the land was in desolate, and then many people just strive for power and divided the land and resources.
所以当地的官长不喜欢犹太人回来，要再重新的把他们所有的这些利益，好，重新的分配，他们是百般阻挠。
So the local official didn't want to give up their advantage, so that's why the opposition attacks all around.
所以他们是相信了神的话，先知的预言是果然应验，但是当他们这样去做的时候遇到拦阻，他们就必须里面要有一个心智，坚持顺服神的旨意。
Even though they were following God's will, they encountered resistance. That's why they need to persist.
当他们愿意遵行神话语的时候，神就差派了先知鼓励他们，而且感动了大力乌王的心，重新下诏准许他们兴建圣殿。
When they obeyed the encouragement from prophets Haggai and Zechariah, and also King Darius ordered to rebuild the temple.
所以，当我们要遵行神话语，立志 做一个好基督徒，我们心想要成为神手中贵重器皿的时候，神可能会先容许一些难处发生，但我们不要气馁。
Even though we serve God's will, sometimes we may encounter difficulty, but we shouldn't give up.
因为你已经相信神的话在先，现在神要看我们里面是不是能够愿意付上一个坚持、坚忍的代价。
Once we believe, God will see whether we have persistence.
因此，犹太人在耶路撒冷重新建圣殿，圣殿建好的日期是主前516年。
So therefore, the second temple was completed by 516 BC.
你们看看右边的图，是以色列国家历史局发布的一个圣殿的照片，所罗门圣殿的照片。
The right side is a photograph from Israel Museum about Solomon's Temple.
所罗门的圣殿是在主前587年，也就是主前586年尾，巴比伦大军攻陷耶路撒冷的时候被毁的。
So it was built 957 BC and was destroyed when Babylonians surrounded and took Jerusalem.
你们看一看。在587年被毁到516年大力乌王的时候重新建立起来，是不是正好70年？
So look at the history, just 70 years.
耶利米的话应验了。
So the prophecy of Jeremiah was fulfilled.
当地的百姓终于完成了神呼召他们所做的事。
So the local people finished what God called them to do.
我相信这一段历史让我们看见这些百姓可以做神迹的器皿，因为他们还有一个条件，就是他们勇敢无惧。他们坚持，坚持什么呢？坚持里面的那一个勇气、信心，要做讨神喜悦的事。
So that proved they not only persist, but they continue to fight on to make happen what pleases God.
所以以斯拉在第八章二十二节说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。
So Ezra chapter 8 verses 22, the hand of our God is gracious to all who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all who forsake him.
那些没有遵行神话语的，无法尝到我们走在神旨意中蒙神祝福的那一种经历，但是凡遵行神话语的，神就要用神迹奇事和他自己的荣耀祝福来充满这个人。
Disobedient people will never enjoy his grace, but for us who obey, his hand is gracious to all of them.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们来看以斯拉那个时候到底他是做了哪些讨神喜悦的事呢？
So let's see what Ezra has done to please God.
在亚达薛西王作王的时候，圣经上记载，亚达薛西王降旨，以斯拉啊，要照着你神赐你的智慧，将所有明白你神律法的人立为士师、审判官，治理河西的百姓，使他们教训一切不明白神律法的人。
King Artaxerxes said, and you, Ezra, according to the God-given wisdom you possess, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people in the province beyond the river, who know the laws of your God, and you shall teach those who do not know them.
所以亚达薛西王要以斯拉回去，把认识耶和华神律法，也就是像以斯拉一样专心研读神话语的人立为官长，立为当地的法院里，以今天来讲法院里面的法官、州政府的州长，各级官长都要是认识耶和华神话语的人。
So King Artaxerxes wants Ezra to appoint people know God's word to be judges and governor and all the magistrates.
不但如此，而且还说，你神殿里若再有需要的经费，你可以从王的府库里支取。
In addition, and whatever else is required for the house of your God, which you are responsible for providing, you may provide out of the king's treasury.
所以以斯拉得到王的信任，不但允许他根据耶和华神的话语来选派官长，还开了一张空白支票，你要多少钱，我就给你多少钱。王的府库供应一切所需要的经费。
So Ezra not only had the trust of the king, and king also gave him a blank check to provide whatever he needs.
而以斯拉不但有王这样的信任，甚至王下达给地方的官长，还记得刚刚我说，有很多人其实非常拒绝、排斥以色列人回来跟他们瓜分利益，但是亚达薛西王的谕旨说，不但我们中央王的府库要供应你一切所需，现在给地方官长都说，凡是以斯拉向你们要什么，你们都要速速的办理。
Remember the opposition from local official? Right now, Ezra had the edict from king. Not only was the support of the treasury, also the king ordered local official to support them and provide for them.
以斯拉有这么大的权柄，因为他可以派任各级官长，有这么多的经费，朝廷中央、地方官长都要供应他。他有这么大的权柄，这么多的经费，那么他做什么事呢？
So Ezra was the power to appoint officials and also had the power to use treasury and local finances. What did he do?
以斯拉自己说了一句话，他说，因耶和华我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强。
And he said, I took courage from the hand of the Lord, my God was on me.
所以他知道这一切，他得到亚达薛西王的信任，都是耶和华神的手在帮助他。
So he knew the trust of king and everything was from God.
因此再回到刚才我们说，圣经告诉我们，以斯拉记七章十节那里讲，以斯拉在这么大的权柄，这么多的经费之下，他仍然立定心志，考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
In book 7 verses 10, you know, he continued to teach the word of God to Israelites.
所以以斯拉的心智告诉我们，他知道他这一生的使命就是要将神的话语教导给神的百姓，好让每一个人都能够成为敬畏耶和华的儿女。
So he knows the purpose of his life to teach God's word so that all the people will be the God-fearing people.
文士以斯拉不但在那一个时期改变了犹太人当地的政治、经济、民生的环境。
So he not only changed the politics, finance, and local daily lives.
借着他的委身和摆上，今天我们在圣经旧约三十九卷书，从摩西写摩西五经，到最后亡国之前的先知马拉基、耶利米，以及亡国之后的撒加利亚、哈该，透过以斯拉的手编辑成了犹太人的正典，也就是今天我们的旧约圣经。
So he compiled from Genesis all the way to Malachi, total the 39 books of the Old Testament from him.
所以亚达薛西王已经死了。
So King Assyrus already passed away.
波斯帝国的财富也已经烟消云散了。
So Persian Empire vanishes.
但是以斯拉定制查考耶和华的话语，今天他的工作仍然祝福了你我。
So his work from Ezra nowadays still bless you and me.
所以成为神手中的器皿，以斯拉为我们树立了一个典范。
So as a vessel of God, Esther set a good example for us.
他也恢复了当时以色列人的敬拜。
He restored the worship of God in the temple.
而且坚固了以耶和华神律例典章为中心的一个信仰传承。
Also reconstituted the faith community that survived the diaspora.
所以当耶稣基督来到地上的时候，
So when Jesus came,
他说凡这经上所指着我一切的话，不管是律法书或者是先知的书，甚至诗篇里面，凡指着耶稣所讲的每一句话都必应验。
So when Jesus came, he said all the words in the scripture from the history, from prophecy, and everything will be fulfilled.
因此今天我们做耶稣基督的门徒，
So as a follower of Jesus,
我们怎么能不去认识摩西五经、先知律法书以及所有的这些诗篇呢？
So we need to study the law, prophecy, and the psalm.
这些话语实践在耶稣基督的身上，今天这些话语就要帮助你我成为神手中的神迹的器皿。
They all fulfill in Jesus, and these books will help us to be the vessel of God.
所有我刚刚讲的这些内容都记载在以斯拉记当中。
So you can refer to Book of Ezra.
播种国际事工在上一个礼拜台湾的父亲节，八八父亲节，我们做了一个从来没有做过的一个庆祝活动。
So Spring of Water in Taiwan had a special celebration for Father's Day. It's August 8th because it rhymed with Papa.
我们说有活动一共有八天的时间，我们要把以斯拉记和尼希米记送给八十八位弟兄姐妹，只要他们向他们所知道的父兄说一声父亲节快乐就可以了。
So as long as you greet anybody Happy Father's Day, you can get the teaching from Ezra and Nehemiah.
那我相信在我们当中，我们六月就已经过了父亲节，所以我们都 qualify.
So in America, the Father's Day is in June, so I guess everybody here qualified.
所以你如果喜欢要得到以斯拉记、尼希米记作为父亲节的礼物，会后可以跟维静去跟他登记。
So you want the gift of Father's Day, you can contact Wei in the back to get the gift from Ezra and Nehemiah.
如果你还没有看过以斯拉记跟尼希米记，那我想请慧敏姐妹来跟你分享他最近使用尼希米记的一个心理的这个真心话。
So if you haven't read Ezra or Nehemiah, I will have Sister Huiming come up and share her own testimony about the value using the material. So I didn't know I would come and had a testimony.
但是我也很高兴有这个机会，的确是我想我的分享也许能够帮助大家一点。
I hope my testimony can help people, brother and sister here.
第一个有免费的一定要去拿。
The price is right, it's free.
第二个的确是很好，所以更要去拿。
Also very excellent, of course, you need it.
长话短说，我就说我们最近我们家里有个三人小组的 Bible study， 就是阿旺哥 Thomas 跟我。
Long story short, we have three people Bible study. My husband, my brother, and I.
我们现在用的这教材就是孟牧师他们出的这一套东西，书跟 DVD 是一起的配套的。
So we use the material with the books and DVD together.
那我从前听了孟牧师说他们要去实地拍，每一个要花个quarter a million， 我觉得有必要吗？
So I was thinking, well, they cost quarter million per book. Is that necessary?
因为你在视频上 YouTube 找到很多这种类似的视频是的确是很多的。
Because I think you can find those material online through YouTube and many other sources.
但是我觉得他们那个特点就是他那个视频完全是照他书的进度拍的，所以你有的这本书你在 Bible Study 家里也好，教会也好，你就可以有一套完全跟他配合的一套视频出来，所以非常有帮助。
So the video corresponds completely with the book, so it's very helpful.
我只举一章来做一个例子哈。
Just one chapter as an example.
我们现在读的是这个尼希米记的，我们已经读到第四章了。在第三章的时候，我们都知道是一大段的有关于建城的人民。
So Nehemiah chapter 3 is about rebuilding the temple.
一般来说，我不知道你们怎样。如果看了一大串的名单，我也许从开始念几个名字，到后来我就一起开始跳了。Okay.
So most people want to skip such description.
的确是不是那么的有兴趣。
So most people won't be interested.
好，从这一段的话，但是因为它有这些辅助的材料，所以我就觉得。好像是这些人就开始变成活化了，本来是一个 2D 的，突然变成一个 3D 的东西。
Because the video, the verse came alive.
你就看他们从大祭司从窑门开始一直建，每一段都有一个人民一个家族来负责这一段的城墙的建造。
So the name and family in charge of each section of the rebuild of the wall.
所以它这个配套的视频就完全给你显示出来。
In the video, it shows correspondingly.
那我们那位领我们去实景探查的这位主讲人牧师吧，是吧？
长老
哈。
So there's an elder leading the video.
他这么看了一段，就是所谓有一段墙是尼希米时代留下的那段墙，考古学家挖出来的，认为就是尼希米那时候建的那个墙。
So even excavate a wall built by Nehemiah.
然后他也特别的是有一段说所谓大卫王下面这个台阶，你去看第三章的提到建成的有一段是大卫王下面的台阶。
So even they show David's steps.
所以他就有实景告诉我这个大卫王的 steps 这个 stone 是怎么一回事。
So you will see what happens through the stone and the steps.
Okay, 好，反正我是觉得是对我来说是 very very helpful.
To me, 非常有帮助。
Okay, 好，希望大家第一个免费的一定要去拿。
The price is right, it's free.
第二个，它的确是非常有帮助。
Also, very so excellent.
又好又便宜，你不去拿的话，我不知道 I don't know how to call you.
如果 right, so okay, yeah.
Okay, free and it's good. Okay.Thank you.
便宜又好，谢谢。
其实真的神呼召播种啊，就是为了要把他的话语很扎实的种在弟兄姐妹的心里，而且要把他的话语传到地极。
Spring of water is spread God's word to into your heart, everybody's heart.
所以为什么我们的摄影团队要去到当地啊？就是为了要一章一节的跟着圣经走，让我们弟兄姐妹可以进入圣经当时的历史的时空。
So we follow every verse and show the video so that the reader can see what happened in that time.
让我们知道神的话千真万确。
So God's word is inerrant.
那所以我们来看哈，再回到以斯拉记。
So come back to Book of Ezra.
刚刚听了以斯拉本身的见证，古列王是如何被神感动，当地的百姓如何克服困难。
So we can see, Cyrus gave the decree and people overcome the opposition and difficulty.
神容许难处在那个时候发生。
God allowed difficulty to happen.
就好像今天神也容许，好像 COVID-19 给教会带来很大的冲击。
Should I believe COVID-19 allowed by God to impact the church?
那你相不相信神今天就在我们当中
？But God is with us. He is among us.
他如果说他要祝福你，他会说谎吗
？If God said He will bless us.He will never lie.
他说他的家是要充满他的荣耀，你认为他做不到吗
？So his house will fill of glory. Don't you think he will do it?
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们相信神的话。
Trust in God's word.
让我们坚持顺服神的旨意。
Persist in obeying the will of God.
不要停止聚会。
Never stop gathering.
不要停止祷告。
Never stop praying.
不要停止翻开他的话语来滋养我们的生命。
Never stop study God's word to enrich our lives.
会有拦阻，你会感觉有威胁，但是你要学习勇敢无惧。
There will be obstruction and difficulties, but fight on, continue.
当你做成讨神喜悦的事，你自然就是神手中那神迹的器皿。
When you please God, you'll be the precious vessel of God.
愿今天的这一篇信息鼓励你，鼓励我，鼓励每一位打开以斯拉和尼希米记的神的儿女们。
May today's message encourage you, me, and everybody open to study Book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
让我们都能成为神迹的器皿。Amen.
So we all can become masterpiece of God. Amen.
我今天的分享就到这里，愿神祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。谢谢。
May God bless every brothers and sister here.
谢谢 James.